you to reach out.
Amos 10 Angst's Billboard Singles. Hit 107.
I came here for love.
We've given up our billboards that advertise us, and instead we're advertising you. As long as you're single, as long as you reach out to us at hit107.com, we'll put you up on a billboard, put a number there, and we'll try and set you up on as many dates as possible.
Wouldn't it be horrible if we found out that someone did apply for this, we put them on a billboard and their fiance's like, why is Matt up there?
God, well, you know, it's not unusual. Stuff like that's happened to us before. Let's not forget the guy who wanted to date you, Kat, and turned out that he certainly was busy.
Shout out to Varys.
Yeah, put some controversy on his name. Now, Reese is one of the people who we know does not have a wife or a fiance. He's a good bloke looking for love. Let's reintroduce ourselves to Reese.
G'day, Adelaide. My name's Reese. I'm 27. I'm a town planner, bit of a blokey bloke, so I love my footy, love my palmies, love my camping and fishing. I guess the girl I'm looking for is someone with a fun personality, someone who likes to make a good time out of any situation.
Reese made a big impact on Adelaide, and he was a big hit, particularly with the men for some reason.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Reese. My name's Terry. So I saw your ad, and I just thought you looked absolutely cute and adorable.
I can make a good time out of any situation, especially in the bedroom.
I don't know what to say. I'm flattered, I guess.
Not to be outdone, though, Tara called up with this very weird saying.
Hi, my name's Tara. I'm 32. I have a saying as well. I'm no squirrel, but I'm happy to look after your nuts.
After a very suggestive phone date with Terry...
Do you enjoy footy, Terry?
I love sort of going under the pack, if you know what I mean.
Oh, jeez.
Bottom of the scrum there.
We called up Reese's sister and got her to choose his date for him.
I think I will actually back his decision and pick Eloise.
You're on the air, Louise. You're going on a date.
And they did go on a date last night, in fact, to the Woolshed, of all places, because wow. Reese did say he was a big fan of the place, so he sent them there to ride the bull, and let's check in with Eloise first and find out how the date went.
Yes, we chucked a microphone in front of their faces, separated from each other right after the date.
Best part of the date was meeting Reese. He's a really nice guy. The worst part's probably riding the bull. I really enjoyed the date, and I'd love to go on a second date.
Oh, and we've got her live on the air right now. Eloise, you really liked Reese.
I did, yes. He's a really nice guy.
Can I ask you, were there many people at the Woolshed, Eloise, on a Monday night?
It was a pretty quiet one there, actually.
Okay, more romantic
to the
setting.
Saturday night.
So. Now, how about the ball? How long did you last?
2 seconds.
2 seconds, all right.
Which is a record for me, actually.
Well, let's find out how Reese thought your date went.
Best part of the date was getting a nice steak from Little Hunter and meeting Eloise. His worst part of the date is definitely riding this bull right behind me. His name's apparently Bull, and I'm not looking forward to it. Second date. We'll see what happens. I still got to get her number first.
Ooh, were numbers changed? Reese, you're on the air.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. Did you get her number?
No, I didn't. I got her Facebook. I didn't get her number.
Okay, that's probably the modern way, isn't it? You go on Facebook more. So I guess let's get down to brass tacks here. Reese, do you want to go on a second date with Eloise?
Yes, I do. I sure do.
Eloise, what do you think?
That's cool. I'd love to go on a second date.
Hey! Well, technically nice. Third date. You did the phone date on air. That was a second date last night. Third date, things are progressing. I'm trying to get you there, Reese. We're going around the plates. You're doing pretty well here.
Now, Eloise, just say your phone number out. Say your phone number out to Reese now.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, go for it. Oh.
Don't do it.
4.
Oh, 4 what?
Yeah, she's smarter than that.
Guys, we're stoked to have another success and get our... our percentage says that we're having more success with Billboard Singles this year.
3 of 5. I like that you couldn't do the fraction on that. Neither can I.
Well, we've got 3 more that are heading up there at 10 o'clock. 3 more people up on the billboards as we speak. So West Terrace, Hindley 60%. Street. And Bowden.
That's right. Everybody, Sam from Morfordville, he's 24 years old. He's going on a billboard. She's going on a billboard. Daniel, 34, Manapara, he is going on a billboard. Here's the thing about Daniel. He's a PT, children's entertainer, and he's a stripper. What a mix. And Jimmy, 27, from Red Bull Park, an electrician. He's going on the billboards from 10 a.m. today, guys. It is Billboard Singles, Adelaide's craziest way to find love. Thanks to The Republic. In Norwood, make sure you check them on McGill Road, where they have the $5 espresso martini happy hour. Woo! It's Amos, Kat and Angus.
Catch up with Amos, Kat and Angus.
Hit 107.